Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth. The rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us for January. And we start the year off with this show on the first day of a Mercury retrograde. I'm here with my co-host, Joseph Anthony. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. There's a live link right here. And before we get started, just an update on my hacked site. Okay. Yesterday I sent you guys out a link so you could download the show I did yesterday. This morning we actually have, it looks very tiny on the top right side of the front page, but there is a login button there. So click that little word that says login on the top right side. You'll be able to sign in. You'll be able to surf the site. We're still working on getting the subscribe buttons back. I mean, we didn't just get hacked. We got sliced and diced. So we're doing the best we can. I want to thank everybody for the nice notes you're giving me. Trust me, I'm stressed out to the max over it. That I assume Joe will attribute to my Capricorn side. But hang in there. Thanks for your patience. And let me introduce Joe Anthony. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria, and Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. If it gets any happier, I don't know what I'll do. I always find the retrograde always affects me and other intuitives at least a week earlier than everybody else. You know, my granddaughter got robbed last night. My girlfriend's van broke down on Sunday. And I said, this is typical Mercury stuff. I don't think the hacking is typical Mercury stuff. That's just losers who have nothing better to do with their time. But it looks like the year is starting off pretty crazy, especially with the big revolution happening over in Oregon. Let's not leave that out.
No. Well, we astrologers know that this is going to be I don't want to say a challenging year, but it's going to be one where we are going to have to tiptoe through certain minefields, if you will. And, you know, it's just an incredible year ahead for more change, okay? Whatever that means to us, you know, whatever you want to, the way you want to view it, it's more change, dynamic change. But underlying all of this is really letting go of things. Really just, you know, saying goodbye to certain things and situations and people. And it's also a 9 year, Maria. You know, if you total up the entire year, numerology-wise, it's a 9, which is a spiritual year, spiritual lessons, advice, you know, spiritual practices. But it's also a year of endings. So I do see a lot of endings. I see a lot of stuff that's going to be uncomfortable, you know, that needs to be addressed. And so we start off this month with that feeling that something is changing, something's in the air. And, of course, Mercury retrogrades, you know, from the 5th through the 26th. And to start the year off saying, take one last look at what you really want and what you really need before we move forward this year. You know, this is like going on a road trip in a car and you're going, okay, let me look behind me. And look at the neighborhood and look at the, you know, where I am and where I'm going ahead. And that's what this Mercury retrograde is really doing starting off January. But the energy is so thick you could cut it with a knife. We're all feeling it.
Well, when you talk about endings, what I am noticing, a lot of people dying of all ages. I would say that's also a number of completion is being able to get off Planet of the Apes. As I tenderly refer to it.
Well, imagine, I mean, you know, you and I understand this and your audience understands this, that, you know, we are much more than we realize. You know, we are having these experiences in some sort of physical container and that the average person does not have a clue about this. Mm-hmm. Not one clue. So when these times hit, there's a depression that sets in right away because they feel like they're not going anywhere or their self-worth just drops tremendously. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're so used to going and going and accomplishing and doing and doing and doing that when these times challenge us to slow down and just appreciate life, just appreciate who we are. We're breathing, we're experiencing in 3D, and that we're going through a massive change. These other folks that are getting ill and just checking out are almost doing it immediately. Uh-huh. Because they have no clue that they think their time is up. This is it. I have no longer purpose here. And they're literally willing themselves into the other realms of consciousness, leaving the body and floating away. And I just this morning, I, got a text message from somebody saying situation. Their health is deteriorating rapidly and they don't want to be here anymore. Mm-hmm. And, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
Unfortunately, you can't do anything for them. You send them love. You tell them who they are. You tell them what's happening. And if they cannot handle it, then, you wish them well on their journey because it's their journey. And right. So this year is going to be a roller coaster ride. I know I've said this before, but the extremes this year with the roller coaster are going to be pretty strong, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I have to give it to you straight. So prepare yourselves. Follow Maria and I on Facebook or, subscribe to either one of us. And we will help guide you through it month to month because you're going to need it. If you don't understand what's going on, you're going to need the help. Mm-hmm. And so, I see a major trend here, not just me, other astrologers. Of course, I read other astrologers as well to confirm what I'm picking up on, to get an understanding of what's happening. And they all say the same thing.
Wow.
If you're looking for good times and euphoria, euphoric times, you got to find it within yourself.
Mm. Well, I know that this month, being the first month of the year, there's a whole lot of action going on. It's not just mm-hmm. about, the Mercury retrograde. We have so much mm-hmm. happening and you can see how it's affecting the sanity of the masses, which is becoming more insanity than sanity.
Yes. Well, again, it's affecting everyone differently. The underlying foundation of all this change is really a societal change at the deepest level. And I've said this before, the Uranus in Aries, which is about the self and awakening the self, and Pluto and Capricorn, which is about the structures and the powers that have been restricting society. And of course, Neptune in Pisces, which is saying, rise above it all. You are spirits. You are beings. Rise above it all. And so these are the three main factors that are playing into all these changes. But unfortunately, with all these dynamics happening simultaneously, it's making people sort of lose a sense of reality or fogginess or tired. This is all part of the equation. So it's very important to sit still and just quietly meditate and realize what's happening and not take things personally. And so this particular month, what we have is a chance to sit still even more and plan. That's what I talked about. I want people to plan this month. I don't want people to put things into motion. I want them to plan, write down, sit down, and say, this month I will accomplish this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. The rest of this year I will, set out my goals and do it by a monthly basis, month to month, because it's easier to manage that rather than saying, okay, this entire year I'm going to make this much money. I'm going to accomplish this,
So no, I've always been a believer in short-term goals. I think that a lot of mm-hmm. people put too much pressure on themselves. Well, let's just look at New Year's Eve and New Year's resolutions. And I think that I was reading that only 8% of people keep their New Year's resolutions. So that means 92% mm-hmm. of people are putting unrealistic expectations and pressure on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So why Absolutely. Not just take it one day at a time or one month at a time?
Well, You see, astrologically, what's happening this month with the retrogrades, with Mercury retrograde and Jupiter retrograde on the 7th, we also have Mars in Scorpio that went in there on the 3rd and will stay in there for about a month and a half. No, actually 2 months or so, actually almost 3 months, March the 5th, it goes into Sagittarius. So what's happening here is we have this push-pull going on. Mars in Scorpio is very tenacious, and it's very aggressive. It wants to do. It's ego-driven. It wants to accomplish. It says, I want this. I will get this no matter what. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, you have Mercury retrograde, and you have Jupiter retrograde going, I'm not quite sure what I want, but I'm going to go into the past and try and resolve issues that I've dealt with before. So there's an inner conflict that's reflective in this month. This is why I'm suggesting to sit down and plan and take the little steps towards achieving those goals this month. It's a push-pull dynamic this month. So, you know, don't force things because you will be met with resistance at a moment's notice.
Right. Well, I told you that. I told you that before we got on the air. I feel like my Sagittarian and Capricorn are doing battle with each other. And that's how I felt, you know, because to me, when the site got hacked, you know, this hasn't happened to me in so many years, but I got notes from some of my listeners who remember when this used to happen regularly, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's that part of you, the first, you know, I'm going to say the Capricorn part of me, because I have to have order, that just says, the hell with this. Why do I keep doing this? You know, the hell with this. And then I have the Sagittarian. It's like that little cartoon with the devil and the angels on your shoulders. And the Sag says, no way, they're not gonna beat me. I'm gonna keep doing this no matter what. So if I'm feeling that way, I'm sure plenty of people are.
Exactly. Unfortunately, many people, the average person, not your listeners or my listeners, but the average person is taking this personally. I'm not sure what to do. What's happening? I'm frustrated. I want things to move forward, but I'm not sure where or how. This is the theme for January, unfortunately. This is a major theme. Now, after the 25th, when Mercury comes out of retrograde, the motivation returns and the sense of looking forward returns. I think February is the best month to implement all our ideas this year. Uh-huh. Okay? Start going in that direction. Start moving. February and March. These are two very important pivotal months, and I know we'll talk about some of the aspects in a minute, Maria, but these 2 months hold the key to greater success this year. Mm-hmm. It's the middle part of the year that's going to be challenging. I would say from April to about September, this is going to be the roller coaster when it's like really at the bottom, you know, and it's going, or it's just not really reaching the top. It's just at the bottom. You're just coasting along and wondering what's going to happen next. Right. And so February and March are key months to implement your projects, ideas, situations. And, you know, I just see a lot of dynamics between that time frame.
Right.
So, you know, get through January, folks.
or sleep through January. But don't skip my show because it costs me too much stress to keep producing it. And I got some pretty great people coming on this month, including a movie star. So you're going to want to stay tuned. Well, we talk about this on a personal level, but let's take a look at the foobar that is the world situation. And I know as an astrologer, you look at the world and the news. You're one of the few that's actually up to date on what's really happening on the planet. You know, a lot of people talking about World War III. You know, right now we have Iran and Saudi Arabia pushing against each other. We've got the war in Syria. You know, the never-ending wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, even though they want us to believe those are over. We look at, you know, Fukushima. We look at Porter Ranch in California throwing out hundreds of tons of methane gas every day for 10 weeks now, and they don't know when it's going to be fixed. I mean, I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be an astrologer. You don't need to be a swami to see that we're in some pretty deep crap. So what does it look like on the world stage for 2016? Okay. And that's without the GOP and the presidential election.
Right. Well, I made this prediction, and it's on a video. In 2007, I talked about what was going to happen to the planet in terms of the environment. And here we are viewing all of this stuff happening right now. You know, in clear, decisive words, I said, look for radiation, look for disaster, natural disasters, weather patterns, erratic situations. This year is no different, because we have Neptune in Pisces, which represents water, oil, it represents fluids. You see, and every time this planet makes a connection to Saturn this year, actually two more times this year, these squares that are going to happen, we are going to have some challenges with the environment. And so what I see as an astrologer, environmental issues will continue this year, unfortunately, because whether they're natural disasters or man-made disasters, they're still going to be in the backdrop going on, taking place.
Right.
And so I see more of that coming this year. Now, the dates will be, let me look at my notes here. We've got, look for them during the Mercury, the Mars retrograde between April 17th through June 29th. And again, towards the end of the year, when we have the Saturn-Neptune square, September the 10th in September, these are times where concerns over the environment, concerns over our air. Are you there, Maria?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just heard something. Where we hear more about the environment that's taking place, that needs to take place, or more concerns about it. These are time frames that I'm seeing that are going to be very important. The other thing is oil. The one thing I did talk about in 2007 was look for oil-related issues. Because, of course, we know the powers that used to be are still controlling the energy on this planet, and oil was going to be a factor. And so Neptune also represents oil. So here we have more challenges to this controlling of this product that is going to continue this year, especially when Mars goes retrograde, again, between April 17th and the 29th. Look for more issues around conflicts, more issues with oil-related matters. Stock market, did you see the stock market going down 350 points yesterday, Maria?
No, I didn't notice it yesterday. I noticed how badly it did last year.
Right. So what I'm getting at is these are all trends that are slowly going to take place, especially when the planets go retrograde. And we have three retrogrades this year. It's going to be four retrogrades this year that are all in Earth signs. Earth signs represent the planet, the actual physical planet. So every time the retrogrades occur this year, look for issues related to oil or environment. And so we have this trend once again that's occurring with the financial side of it and also the commodity side of it. Okay, so what does that mean? Prepare. Prepare, folks. You know, prepare. And that's why I've been advocating, you know, you have some supplies, you have some sort of game plan to sustain yourselves for a couple of months, you know, and it's not out of fear. It's just being practical because of these changes. Now, politically, there are a lot of changes happening behind the scenes. There is, as I've said, there's an ongoing battle between the good guys in the government, in the military, and the ones that still control the governments, you know, around the world. There is a battle going on. It absolutely is taking place, and we will see more of that. We will see more of that information being revealed to us as well. Remember, the power structures are being they're changing behind the scenes, and I see a lot of things changing by the end of this year, and I mean that in government, and I don't mean just elections, because we know that's a dog and pony show. I see structures being changed behind the scenes by September, October, November. These periods, we're going to see some amazing news or some information that's going to make us go, interesting, wow. That is going to bring more awareness to us, because I think people are going to get a little frustrated in the middle part of the year and are going to demand more or are going to be marching more. We're going to see more protests, I believe, on some level, whether it's another Oregon situation or maybe people marching in Washington. We may see more of that during the middle part of the year.
Well, one thing that, you know, I was looking over the notes you sent me on this coming year, and one of the things that also seemed to be a recurring theme, we'll say, for this year, is people letting go of a lot of their belief system, including religious beliefs. And I have seen a whole lot of that already in 2015. People, I think, truthfully, a lot of the crazy people, the religious right in this country, are destroying religion all by themselves, you know. So they're imploding, sort of like the GOP is imploding their own political party with insanity. Could this be the part of people waking up, falling away from their belief system?
Absolutely. Pluto entered Capricorn, you know, in 2008. Pluto transforms, it destroys. It goes deep within the psyche of the being, you know, of us personally and, of course, of society. But it's in the sign of Capricorn. All the structures and power bases of the planet are being roto-rooted. Okay, so these eclipses that have occurred, especially last year and this year, are in the sign of Pisces, which is about spirit, spiritual beliefs, religions. This is what's taking hold. So every time these eclipses happen, they're challenging us to rethink our belief system, dissolve what's not true. So on a deep level, what Pluto's doing is subconsciously telling people what I've been believing in doesn't make sense to me anymore. I feel there's more to my spirit than just believing in a messiah or this book or that book or that. And they're starting, that clash is starting to occur within one's own psyche. And so for those who are really hardcore, they're going to continue to embrace and you know, their own current belief systems. I believe in this. I'm not going to let go of it. It has to be this way. It has to be this way until eventually it breaks their psyche down and says, you must look beyond your messiahs and your religious beliefs and look beyond that. Because that's what's actually happening.
Oh, yes.
So
I've been saying that for so many years. You know, we're the ones we've been waiting for. So if people are expecting a savior to come back, especially in this world, imagine a black Jesus showing up today, how quick he'd be killed. Like, he might as well be in the front lines of Ferguson. But I did want to mention, one other thing to you, on the Mercury retrograde, which I got a note this morning from my CPA, and I just laughed. She says, I just want to let you know the federal website to e-file won't be functioning until after January 11th. So even that's down. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the ride we're on for the next couple of weeks.
Well, the thing is, you know, we can't discount the fact that during the Mercury retrograde and the Mars retrograde, that there may be more hacks and there may be more sites to go down. You know, that group, Anonymous, you know, they claim to go after certain sites and certain people for our benefit. You know, so I mean, I don't know a whole lot about them except that they're, you know, they seem to be standing up for justice and you know, taking down some of those companies and governments, which I have more power to them if that's what they're doing. So we may see more of that, you know, where the internet goes down and then we have to deal with the aftermath, which is fine too. You know, we'll get on with our lives. But overall, Maria, this is a year for focusing our attention on our physical well-being, our health, our nutrition, our understanding of who we are on a deeper level, not just our jobs, our relationships. And relationships are going to be a big issue at the end of the year after September the 9th when Jupiter goes into Libra, the sign of marriage and relationships. And so that's going to amplify a lot of relationship matters, you know, for good or for worse. Mm-hmm. But it's a year where we're forced to change our ways of looking at the world. Mm-hmm. And that's the bottom line. I mean, I can't make it any clearer than that.
Right.
And so the Mars retrograde during the middle of the year is going to slow our behinds down a lot.
All right.
You know, because it's going to be number one retrograde. Mars represents our motivation, our drive, our determination. It'll be in Sagittarius, the sign that represents philosophical beliefs, ideologies, religions as well, along with Pisces. And when it goes retrograde, all we can do is look within ourselves for these answers. And many people will look to their religion and say, this is not working for me anymore. It's just not working for me. You know, so we're going to have a time frame where we're going to be revisiting the past. Remember, retrograde means the past, retro. Right. And so a lot of people will be going back to their hometowns, back to people, connecting with people from the past to find some security, to find some understanding of what's happening and so on. And so this is totally normal. Okay? And look to these eclipses. The eclipses are such powerful turning points that, you know, anyone listening to my voice right now, please meditate on those eclipses and make things happen for yourself that are more in line with what your sense of purpose is and what you want to accomplish, because you'll have the power of the universe behind you pushing you in that direction. You see? I know many of your listeners follow me and so on. I wrote the 2016 horoscopes. They're on my website. The banner right in the middle says 2016 horoscopes. Mm. Read it.
Right.
You know, have an understanding of what's happening. And so...
And I know a lot of people think that's silly, but, you know, people that have listened, you know, when they call me, like my friend whose van broke down, she just knew because we were approaching a retrograde. She just told her husband, because they were going out on a picnic or something. She said, well, the car's broken down, but let's have lunch. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do to get the car back home. Because once I have always believed if you know what's going on, it's not going to eliminate 100% of the pressure, but it's going to eliminate a lot. Okay. So, and it, being informed is always a gift you give yourself. I don't do this show because I enjoy following the world's news. I do it because I want others to be informed so they can make logical decisions based on reality, not on, you know, what they heard on, you know, Fox News or some other station owned by either Saudis or Sheldon Adelson. You know what I mean? But it's a choice, and everybody's got that choice every single day. Make your choice as soon as you wake up. And like you were talking about people leaving the planet, Joe, I have always felt that people always pre-pick how they're coming in and how they're going out, and when they're coming in and when they're going out. And if somebody has made up their mind to leave, it's not about business to try to stop. It's like, okay, look at you. You get to go home. We're still here in the muck and the mire.
Exactly. Well, this year, the planets, since they're going to be in mutable signs, mutable means adjusting, being flexible, and so on, Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, and Sagittarius, it's a time for adapting. And so I would say, again, this year is another year where we must adapt to the changing circumstances. Mm-hmm. So anytime something goes through Virgo this year, Pisces, Gemini, or Sagittarius, which, you know, Saturn happens to be in, and the eclipses are going to occur in Virgo and in Pisces, that these are times where we must adapt. We must be flexible. We must see things on a different level. And so I would definitely suggest to people to have a plan B, have a plan A, plan B, and plan C on the table for adapting. Right. And so, you know, there's power in knowing when these cycles are taking hold and navigating them. You know, so if you're on a ship and you know there's rough waters ahead, what do? You prepare.
Exactly.
So the same thing holds for this. This year, we're going to have some choppy waters the middle part of the year that we're going to have to navigate. So, but take advantage. There's 4 months to take advantage of, February, March, and then again, I would say towards the end of the year, October and November. These are very much more beneficial months to take advantage of things. So by all means, go in that direction. You know, it's the, for me, I find that it's the people that have a lot of energy, normal, have a lot of energy, like Aries or Sagittarians or Leos or Geminis, who have a lot of energy, that when these times slow us down physically and there's uncertainty, those are the ones that seem to have the most challenges with moving forward, because they're so used to being, you know, motivated by their own projects and their own wills that they find it very challenging. And so I wrote in the 2016 horoscope, I wrote just a little overview for each sign. I know you saw it, Maria.
Yeah, I did.
You know, Aries, so during the Mars retrograde, what to expect. So this stuff just helps the psyche. And so I would say focus on that, folks. Just focus on that. But there are going to be some changes, again, the financial side of it and the physical side of it in terms of the environment are going to be highlighted this year because of the eclipses, because of the Mars retrograde, as I said earlier.
Right.
So prepare yourselves, friends. Prepare yourselves. That's all.
All right. Joe, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, let's take a look at, since we did a bit of an overview for the year, let's take a look at this month. And, you know, better safe than sorry is the way I look at it. So stay with us. Joe and I will be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at meria.net. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Stars Are Us. It may not be a delightful looking year coming, but hey, reality is reality. And you know, if people think that we are not affected by what goes on in the universe and still wants to believe global warming is man-made and chemtrails are natural clouds, feel free to do that. Back again with my co-host, Joe Anthony. Joe, I got to tell you, I'm loving your monthly astrology videos. I saved you on my YouTube channel so I can sit in front of my TV, plug in my YouTube, and listen to you in my living room when you're not here. It's way cool.
Sweet. I appreciate that. And as I mentioned to you before, I'm going to be doing a lot more videos this year and probably having some teleconferences over the video. You know, 1 hour, 2 hour long, because I'm feeling compelled to get information out there, you know, to help people understand what's happening on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these things I'm going to be doing are going to be free. So, you know, feel free to sign up for my newsletter each month so you know when it's happening and how to, you know, be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just my way of contributing. And I think it's going to be needed this year.
Well, everybody has their giveaway. You know, we all have to have a giveaway. You know, it would be nice in a perfect world if you and I were loaded with millions of dollars, which we're not, where we could just do everything for free. But we can't because, like everybody listening to us, you know, we're in the same shit. We're in the same hole. You know, I'm looking, I told you before the show, God knows what this hack is going to cost me in dollars. And, you know, I try not to worry about it, but since you did my astrology this year, I said, son of a bitch, Joe was right. It's time to worry about money right away. First day of the year. So, but I'm trying to compartmentalize it and say, okay, everything always seems to work out. Take it easy. But it really helps me to have that beginning of the year. Astrology mm-hmm. with you, you know, see my progress chart, know what's coming ahead of time, just as I do for you. You know, I'm not an astrologer, mm-hmm. but, you know, what we do complements each other so well. And then there are
absolutely.
A lot of people who just live their lives without a map and wonder why they get lost.
Yes, and I agree. And I do want to say, Maria, and to everyone listening, I'm sure they already know, but you are one hell of a, you know, a psychic or an intuitive, because the things that you say are just so confirmed. You know, as you're saying them, I was already thinking them. I already saw the astrology, and you were just confirming everything that I already knew. And so it was like right in line with what was going on. So I wanted to say thank you for that as well.
So it's my pleasure. It's like Curly said in those movies with Billy Crystal, there's only one truth. It doesn't really matter how you access it. Do you know what I mean? And then there's so much BS out there. So let me ask you this before you go any further. Looking at the world situation, looking at Americans, who I think are the most poisoned people on the planet, and I think it's affected their brains, do you see people getting better, or are they going to fall deeper into the illusion? Because I see when people are going nuts, they're so trapped in the illusion here that they have forgotten that none of it is real.
Well, you know, we've become so accustomed to having things, and we've basically based our growth, our spiritual growth, on having things and accomplishing things. And this country, you know, because of its economic situation over the last, you know, 60, 80, 100 years, has enjoyed all of that prosperity. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to say, forget the material things and start looking deeper at your sort of who you are. And so what I see happening this year is a lot of that physical, you know, the physical side of it will start dissolving. You know, this is why you see a lot of people downsizing. You see a lot of people being more cautious with their money or saving, getting out of debt, and so on and so forth, which I see a lot of.
Right.
And so this is a year to embrace the understanding of who you are, like doing good deeds for others by sharing your time with friends and family that you care about. When there's situations that are occurring around the country, you know, that let's say somebody's in need, all of a sudden, you know, people are donating to that cause with some of these websites.
Right.
So it's a giving year. It's a year to give with the solar eclipses in Pisces and Virgo. Those are symbols and cycles that suggest giving, caring, connecting. So we have that as an underlying foundation this year. Now, there are those that don't understand this, and they're going to continue to break down, and the challenges will be to maintain a level perspective. And unfortunately, many of those will be more addicted to the caffeine, the nicotine, and the adrenaline of rushing, chaotically rushing. And I see that as well. And those are the ones that will have the illnesses, the physical ailments, the stresses, and all of that stuff. And they're going to continue to sort of break down psychologically. Mm-hmm. And so this is what the Hopis talked about with the society, the great divide that was going to take place. Here we have it. Here we see it, clear as day. Your listeners, my listeners, we know that there's a spiritual aspect that's very important to life, and we're embracing more of that. Then you have society that doesn't understand anything, and they're just embracing the material and the simplistic. And so here we have the great divide that's taking place in humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so our job, you and I and many people like us, is to help navigate, help those others. Because remember, we're all connected. Every single one of us is connected on some level, on a deep level. So, you know, when we help somebody, it's rewarding on a spiritual level within us. I mean, I feel satisfied every time I help a client. I feel like I made a difference in their lives. I've given them some sort of hope.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it's the same thing.
I feel that way, and they tell me that I have. So that makes me feel very happy. And most times when my site is actually working right, I'm really happy for the results that I get, you know, what people are changing their lives. You know, when I say it's life-saving information, it is. And I can see how well it's received. And I know that's what I came here to do, okay? I didn't come here to be like everybody else or, you know, hold a job, even though I did that for more years than I wanted to. But we all wake up, and we all wake up at different times. But this, I would say, this is the year, if the majority of people don't wake up now, they might as well just go to sleep forever.
And they might. And they absolutely might. But I'm just seeing long-term, the technological changes that are going to happen, that are going to change society as we know it, whether we're talking about, you know, electric cars, whether we're talking more efficiency. But on a deeper level, you know, the personal level is so important. But we're also going to see the power structures continue to dissolve in one way or another. And people will stop relying on those organizations. They will have to look within their local communities, their families, people closer to them, which is always more important. And so, like, you know, growing your own food and relying on your local market and your local bank, you know, your local community is going to become a top priority over the next coming year. So, and the years following it. So, what I see this month is the planning stages, the absolute planning stages, Maria. Write down, please write down what you want to accomplish this year, but overall in the next month, and then you do it for the following month and so on. And you plan accordingly. And so that's what I see. So the overall roller coaster ride starts really in March, March the 5th. Mars goes into Sagittarius. It's all about movement. It's all about, you know, building momentum. So, you know, we're all going to be feeling motivated in March. I can tell you that right now, because there's too many aspects in March that are going to force us to change. Okay. And so with the two eclipses, Jupiter trining Pluto as well, which is more powerful changes that are going to take place. And then, of course, a challenging, very challenging March 23rd. With a lunar eclipse in Libra, saying goodbye to others, endings, letting go of things that don't work anymore. This is going to be the theme for March 23rd. So, folks, prepare yourselves, okay? Not being negative here. I'm being realistic. And Jupiter squaring Saturn, the same thing. Challenges to society, worried about the future. I mean, it's going to be such a dynamic March. Okay, you can get things done and you can let go of things very much so in the month of March. This is going to be a very powerful month. Okay? So
beware of the Ides of March, folks. Beware of the Ides of March.
Yeah, and these Ides are going to be huge.
Okay. Well, we are in a roller coaster, and anybody who can't see that and doesn't feel it has to be numb. Right. Okay, just looking at the past few days, and I'm not talking about my personal crap, okay? Just the past few days of what's going on in the news, you know, Obama's executive actions. You're looking at, you know, just everybody seems to be going insane. And I look at all the pollution out there. You know, you talked about the video you made in 2007. I had watched a while ago a video of a speech I gave in Earth Day in 1990. And everything I was warning people against in 1990 is happening. And watching myself give that speech in front of 25,000 people, by the way, I started crying because I just felt like, my God, I've been saying this for, you know, 35 years, and it's the same crap. Now it's here, and people want answers, but the answers were being given 35, 50 years ago, but nobody thought the party would be over. So, you know, you get to that point where you also say, you know, is it even effective anymore? Is what I do even effective anymore? And I'm sure that's part of what's happening this month, astrologically.
Yeah. It's going to make you question your belief systems, without a doubt. But, you know, as I said before, looking at the social media sites and the YouTube videos, I am seeing a big difference from just 2 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Where if I post something. Yeah, where something gets posted about, let's say, the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or, you know, these elite families that have been controlling society, people are questioning it. They are looking into it. They are really trying to understand things at a deeper level, and that's what Pluto in Capricorn is doing. It's making us go deeper within to see how the system works, how we're being manipulated. And so this year, we will continue that trend of the power structures that be that are going to lose their power. They're going to lose their power, okay? And so the real power lies within each of us, not in the governments and the religions and the corporations that seem to be running the world.
Right.
Because they have no power.
Absolutely.
We give it to them.
Right. As long as you're giving them your money, they don't care how much you protest. And I have said this for, God, so many years. You only have two votes that matter, your money and your fork. And they don't really care about anything else. So all you have to do is stop buying stuff, buy local, support your local stores and whatnot. Do without, okay? You don't need all that crap in your life. And don't support the big food industry anymore. Eat real food. I mean, how hard is that?
Right. And a perfect example is this of the Monsanto company, Monsanto.
Uh-huh.
The energy that they're receiving now is making them go run and hide, because the population is waking up to see how they are literally poisoning the food, mm-hmm. and how they're genetically altering it and genetically altering our own chemistry, you know, with our eating habits,
right.
and how it's turning against them. This is a perfect example, mm-hmm. you see? And
absolutely.
So if we could get people to do this with their governments and their religious, religious groups and organizations, we have the power, folks. It doesn't take many, you know, to unite and send these people away.
Right.
I'm an optimist, so I know this is going to happen because I already saw it happening. You know, by 2023, we're living in a different world. And so these are the times where there's the transformations occurring. It has to happen. You know, it's not just going to, a switch is going to be turned on and we go from destruction and chaos to just instantly one day everything, we wake up and everything's fine. No, we have to go through several years of letting go of these old systems and beliefs.
Right.
So here we are.
Well, then so, let the games begin. That's what I say. Bring it on.
Exactly. Bring it on. Bring it on.
We got the power. We can all buy that old song. I got the power. People have forgotten. You remember back in the 60s, it was power to the people. But I think people have forgotten the power they have. And
exactly.
They got to break out. If they don't wake up and break out of this matrix soon, they're going down with the ship. It's that it's that easy. I don't need astrology to show me that.
Exactly.
Anyway, speaking of astrology, Joe, we got about 10 minutes left. So let's do a quick one run through, because I know people really like hearing their signs. And remember, when Joe does this, pay attention to your rising sign, your moon sign, and your sun sign, so you get a better little picture for yourself of January. Is that okay, Joe?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me just pull that one up.
Okay.
But I want to tell people that if you want to read your 2016 horoscope, just go to either one of my sites, planetswithin.com or josephpanthony.com. And you'll see the banner at the bottom of the page or in the middle of the page. Just click on it. It'll open up, and you'll be able to see the astrology for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my newsletter as well. And, of course, during Mercury retrograde, I'm having trouble finding the link to the month, which really stinks. But hold on one second. I'm so sorry for this. Normally I have this open. I've got like 3 pages open.
No
and
problem.
And right now
patience is a virtue. Well, all righty, Joe. I know you found your notes. So what's up, man, as they say?
Okay, I'm going to go through these quickly. If people want to know, just read the horoscopes 2016 on my website. But Aries, what can I say? Another year to break free. You're starting off the year very much motivated, and the eclipses are going to affect the area associated with your house, your home life, your foundation, your work, your health, and of course the career sector. There's probably going to be a lot more traveling for you guys this year, especially when Mars goes into Sagittarius, but the slowdown period will be after April the 17th through the 29th, so be very patient. That's all I can tell you guys. Taurus, what can I say? You guys will continue to benefit somewhat. All the earth signs will benefit a little bit more this year because they're used to moving slow. So with the retrograde and the retrograde of Mars, you know, this will give you a time this year to evaluate your current situations, to evaluate what you want. And so you start off the new year with a lot of partnerships, a lot of issues related to others. So you're going to be in a very helpful, healing mood the first part of the year. Gemini, this is a year where you're dealing with emotions, emotional well-being. You're dealing with home situations, family situations. Of course, the Mercury retrograde starting off the new year is really challenging. And so whatever you do, prepare yourself, because there's 3 more coming in earth signs this year. And so they may be a little bit challenging for you to understand and to deal with. And so this is where counseling or understanding the cycles is going to be very important. And of course, the eclipses are going to continue to highlight your foundation, your well-being, and your emotions. So a lot of Geminis this year will be very much emotional. Cancer, you are dealing with your thinking this year, a lot of thinking, ideas, concepts that you will need to focus your attention on. And so with the Mars retrograde, this could be a little bit challenging for you guys around the April 17th through the June 29th. This gives you an opportunity to reconnect with friends and family. So focus on that. You'll always find security with your family. You know that. And so this year is really about reinventing yourself. I don't want to say just emotionally, but it's really about the thinking that's you're reinventing. What are we up to? Leo. Leo, this can be a very psychological year for you guys. Good opportunity to make money, but there's a lot of transformation that's taking place on a deep psychological basis. And it's all starting off the beginning of the year. Mars and Scorpio going through your fourth house. And so children-related issues, family issues, family dynamics, these are all going to be at the forefront this year. But nothing that you guys can't navigate. The only irritating spot of the year will be during the Mars retrograde, April 17th through the June the 29th. So be mindful of that. Virgo, what can I say? You still have Jupiter for 9 months of the year here. So you still have this feeling of I could accomplish more. I could go do things. Things will happen. I'm not too worried. And with the eclipses in Pisces and Virgo, this should be another year where you guys could really go in the direction you want. Just don't let the pessimism hold you down, especially during the retrograde phases and, of course, the Mars retrograde in April. So please pay more attention on what you want than what you don't want. Libra. This is a very spiritual year for you Libras, okay? If you have a Libra rising, it's a very spiritual year. It's about endings. It's about letting go of certain beliefs and ideologies. And the eclipses will highlight your work, your health, and service to others. So in some way, there are going to be changes in that department. And so when the Mercury, when the Mars retrograde happens, this will slow the motivation down, slow the thinking down in order for you to focus on what you really want. So focus on that. The best time of this year will be after September 9th when Jupiter goes into your sign. So now you're feeling so much more motivated and much happier. So focus on that. Scorpio, what can I say? You're starting off the new year with Mars in Scorpio, and it'll be there until March the 5th. Talk about motivating, okay? Wow. You guys are going to be like the Energizer Bunny of the Zodiac for the first 3 months. So just don't let your ego get in the way, because Mars can be very egotistical at the same time. So go and accomplish what you want, but be very mindful that you're being motivated, maybe not as much as the others, you know, around you. So you're going to have to compensate for that. Sagittarius, what can I say, Sagittarius? Saturn continues to roll through your sign. And so there are many valuable lessons that are taking place on a deeper level. There's a sense of self. What am I supposed to be doing? Is this what I really want? Many Sagittarians this year, because of Mars retrograde in Sagittarius, will turn back. Will go back to old situations, old people, older people that they've known. You know, it's like really going back in time for Sagittarians this year. So pay attention. A lot of karmic lessons this year that are going to be either rewarding or the ending. In other words, whatever karma that needs to be resolved will end this year with those situations. Capricorn, this is your time of the year to shine, to plan, you know. And so with these eclipses that are going to occur, they're absolutely going to create more ideas, more concepts. I do see some more traveling for Capricorn this year, so it's a good time to reach out, learn something new. You're going to be working by yourself behind the scenes for quite a while. But this is a productive year if you make it that, you know, especially when the Jupiter makes contact with Pluto in Capricorn this year. So make it a productive year, Capricorn. Aquarius, your focus continues to be on your job and your sense of purpose and where you're going. And the eclipses will help a bit because of the eclipses happening in the second house and the eighth house of finance. So your financial picture, it looks like it's going to improve this year, Aquarius. So go after what you want. And last but not least, Pisces, what can I say? The eclipses this year are going to, again, significantly bring people to you. Relationship matters and issues will be at the forefront. So pay close attention to those dynamics, because they will definitely make you feel better because you like being around people. So there you have it, Maria.
And there you go. Thanks so much, Joe. I really appreciate it. And I tell you what, people love the show and they were absolutely looking forward to it. And better to know than not know. That's always been my motto. So I'll talk to you soon, Joe. Take good care of yourself.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. Thanks for supporting the show, and I will see you guys on Thursday.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.